This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. And a reminder before we talk with the doc is that Medicare, of course, is a federal program. And if you're in Wisconsin, Medicare works not only in Wisconsin, but also in Illinois as well. So remember that little tidbit of information. We're talking now this morning with Dr. Peter Colgrill, urologist at Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. Doc, question here. How long have you been practicing now at Midwest Medical Center in Galena?
Thanks, Scott. I've been well into my second year now. It's been great. Got here from Chicago, where we practiced on the North Shore for about 19 years. But, 15 of those years, we have a second home in Galena. So this is where we kind of spend all our free time, and it's quickly become home, and now we're living here permanently.
Wow, great fit. Good story. Like that. Now, we did speak a couple weeks ago, and then we discussed that September, last day of September now, is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Recap your thoughts on that, Doc.
Yeah, just a reminder to our listeners that for men over age 50, it's important to get a blood test, a PSA test annually. Often that can be done with their usual lab tests, with their annual visits with their primary care doctor. Unfortunately, prostate cancer really doesn't have any symptoms that can let them be aware that something's going on. But with that blood test, we can certainly catch things years in advance and can help guide them through any treatments that are needed.
I know that we'll talk about cancer in just a little bit, but there's something that you deal with, and a lot of men do deal with. It's something called benign enlargement of the prostate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is not associated with prostate cancer. It's kind of a separate process, and it's not really a disease. It's more of a natural occurrence or a natural process that all men's prostates enlarge as we age, and some more than others. For many men, that may not be an issue, but for others, as that prostate enlarges, it can get tighter, and that can narrow the urinary passage and can put pressure on the bladder function.
And what are the common symptoms of benign enlargement of the prostate?
Yeah, those symptoms are usually gradual, kind of more over months to years, and it can be anything from gradual increase in frequency or urgency to urinate, sometimes a slow stream, sometimes burning with urination. Getting up at night can sometimes be a common issue. In approximately about 50% of men over age 60 will start to kind of experience these symptoms, and up to 75% of men over 70. And where it gets to be a problem is it starts to impact their daily lifestyle. If guys are spending kind of their life revolved around looking for a bathroom, or in some cases a tree or the nearest bush, as it were.
All right. And what are the management options that you have, that you make in terms of recommendations for this condition?
Well, fortunately, we do have a number of great treatments that can help alleviate these symptoms. So it's not one of those things where men just have to put up with it. There are certainly a number of great drugs that can help relax the prostate or shrink the prostate so that that passageway is not so tight and the bladder doesn't have to work harder. And there's also a number of surgeries to improve the flow through the prostate. Over eight surgeries that have been developed for the prostate. Not one procedure is the best, and so we can kind of help guide men in making the right choices for their particular situation.
And what are the potential risks associated with if this condition actually goes untreated, Doc?
The challenges can be not just daily impact on urination, but sometimes it can lead to sudden retention of urine and then unable to urinate, which can suddenly be very painful. Usually requires going to an emergency room and having things drained, which can be very dramatic. Less commonly, if that bladder is really full and not emptying well over weeks, months, years, it can actually put back pressure on the kidneys and cause kidney damage. And sometimes it can increase the risk of chances of infection for men. So Again, the great news is it's easily treated and managed, and we don't have to suffer through it.
Now, last time we talked about discovering the Midwest difference, because that's a key phrase that you use there at Galena at Midwest Medical Center. As a care provider there at Midwest, what is that, and coming from the Chicago area and now at Galena, tell us what that means to you.
Well, it's one of the main reasons that I come from the Chicago area, is that it really is a unique experience here. It's really all about our people, and, you know, about serving our community. We're here to help our friends, our neighbors, our family in many cases. You know, I'd like to say that, patients are just not another customer for us. And certainly would invite any of your listeners to come on over and visit with us. I think they'd be pleasantly surprised to find out what personalized healthcare can be. It certainly has been a great surprise and blessing to me.
We're talking to Dr. Colgrove, a urologist at Midwest Medical Center out of Galena. And Doc, of course, the one of the best words that a guy can hear from you is benign, that word. But last time we talked about the C word, cancer. And talk a little bit about that in terms of what guys should be concerned about, because that is an issue that I think certainly on my mind, and at my age at 65, and I know a lot of listeners out there, a lot of men out there, and of course their wives thinking about that. Tell us a little bit, an overview on that.
Yeah, I mean, we just like may have mentioned the last time we talked, we did have our prostate cancer survivor breakfast, which was our eighth annual here last week, and had well over 20 men and their wives together to review prostate cancer specifically, advances and insights, and share their experiences. And certainly, about 1 in 8 men may develop prostate cancer. Fortunately, we've now learned that probably about 70% of those men may not need treatment for prostate cancer, but that leaves a large portion of men that do. And as I stated earlier, there really aren't any early symptoms, unfortunately, that men can kind of pick up on. And so that's where just kind of doing that routine maintenance of checking in with your primary doctor once a year and that simple blood work will, allay a lot of fears and can address any problems that might come up.
And I assume that really what, I say we're talking to men out there this morning, but I would assume that you find that it's really the woman that drags the man in that makes the man go in, right? Men are typically in denial on this, aren't they?
Well, as all men, we'd like to avoid something if we don't have to. It's certainly a lot of times it's a team effort. Fortunately, like I said, it's very simple, and we can certainly manage it if we catch it early, and it can be more of, and for some men, in a benign scenario almost. So
yeah, exactly. Men think that if they don't know about it, it just doesn't exist, but that's not the case.
Yep, this is true. Stop right. Being a guy.
There you go. All right, very much the case. I agree with you on that. Hey, Doc, it's great to talk to you again and visit again, and. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Well, have a great week, Scott.
All right, very good. That is Dr. Peter Colgrove, urologist at Midwest Medical Center. And again, a reminder, guys and wives out there, that the Medicare is a federal program. Even Wisconsin or Iowa, I should have mentioned Iowa as well, does work at Galena. Discover the Midwest difference at Midwest Medical Center in Galena, and they also have an additional health clinic location as well in Elizabeth. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Midwest Medical Center, Galena, and also Elizabeth.